matter with you? You want everybody to know? Now brace up.
We've got our own laughter therapy session happening here on Eye on Health. Oh, that gets me.
Stop it.
Laurel and Hardy, you can't beat them. Oh, just great.
Oh, I love that.
And it goes on and on for another 2 or 3 minutes. But the reason for playing that and hearing that is because we're talking to Sahar Mousli, who is running this wonderful session every week at Duck Tag. It's laughter yoga therapy and the benefits of having a good laugh, really. And there doesn't have to be any reason for that laughter. It's about bringing people together, working through Sahar's exercises and bringing you to a state where you are like they are. And we were just then in absolute hysterics. And that idea of how laughter is contagious, just wonderful. Sahar, though, but for some people, that idea of kind of forced laughter or being made to laugh about something that isn't funny, there's no humour involved here, there's no joke as such, you're just working through these exercises. For some, they may find that, one, well, I think you mentioned embarrassing, George, but also really fill them with horror and also quite irritating, hearing people laughing for no reason at all. Some may find that irritating.
I don't think it's irritating at all, actually. It's contagious. What I say to people when they come to the session, that the exercises will take you out of your comfort zone, and it might feel foolish sometimes, but you don't have to take yourself so seriously. Take yourself lightly and decide to laugh and enjoy yourself, enjoy your life. And then you can actually laugh genuinely. If you are an outsider, I think it must be sad not to laugh when you see other people laughing.
But there is something very natural about laughter, you know, we're sat here and listening to Laurel and Hardy, and without forcing it, we started to laugh just listening to them laugh. And I think there's something instinctively joyful about hearing other people laugh. Which makes us laugh. It's instinctive. It's inside us without thinking about it consciously.
Well, Robin was letting us know here that recently the Indian courts asked the Laughter Club in Mumbai to stop because they were becoming a nuisance to the community. So I don't know what they were doing to present a nuisance to the community.
I don't know, maybe in India, but I mean, we tried it here 2 weeks ago. I was invited by the Friends of Yoga to Angkor Nish Bahira in Sharjah, and we did an early morning session, 5:30 in the morning, and there were around 100 people, and nobody was annoyed. Actually, people started joining in. They were drawn by the sound, and they stand and look, and then they joined us. Maybe in India, thousands and thousands of people making laughter. It could be like a truck going on the road.
Yes, maybe. Nobody was getting any work done that day.
I mean, it could be very loud if you gather thousands of people laughing all at the same time.
And that could be possible because the laughter clubs are global now, and it is this growing phenomena.
Yes, it is actually a trend nowadays, and they're using it in prisons, in schools, with people with special needs, at the corporate world, everywhere, actually. They're using this kind of therapy to make people feel better, especially after the economic recession, after all the all the wars, the revolutions we see around us, people need to laugh.
Obviously, you're also a behavioural coach. Are there any particular kinds of behavioural problems that you think could benefit from this?
Yes, of course. Team building, because it helps you, it teaches you to work as a team. We clap together, we laugh together, we breathe together, we connect with each other. You cannot just stand there alone and laugh. It helps you to build the team. It helps you to build your self-esteem. It helps you. People you laugh with, you can work with.
Mm.
And they use it for leadership courses, actually.
Okay.
And it helps because it helps the flow of oxygen into the brain. And the brain usually uses 25% more of oxygen than the other parts of the body. It helps gives the business the edge because people are alert, they can work better, they can perform better.
Sure. So it's a very cleansing process as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
we were talking about water earlier, but that self-cleansing there through what we have within us, which is this ability to laugh. And so the people that are coming to see you, who are they? Who is coming to you at Doc Tech?
All sorts of people, actually. People haven't heard about it very much in Dubai yet, but they hear about it. They get, wondering, what is going on? What is this? And like George, and they come, they like it, they laugh, and they come again and things goes on. Yeah.
Well, we have an HR manager texting in asking how their employees can benefit and where do they go. So can you go to them?
Yes, I do. Of course, I've just came actually from a meeting with a company. I shouldn't say the name on radio, but they were asking me to arrange a program for them for 15 sessions on a weekly basis.
15 sessions?
On a weekly basis.
Okay.
Yes, to benefit their employees because it will help them.
So
yes.
They want a laughter class once a week?
Once a week, yes.
What a great idea though. Can you imagine if you started your day with that and then went to your desk, how good you'd feel? You'd start your day with positivity, energy, and also you've broken the ice with all your colleagues immediately as well.
Yeah, what a
you?
Shrewd move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, in India, they're using it on a daily basis, 15 minutes before they go into the office, especially for workers and laborers when they are, they feel sad, they feel down.
Mm.
They use it 15 minutes before they go into the factory floor and it helps a lot.
Yeah, that morale, just boosting the morale.
Yeah.
Is anybody resistant to this? When they're in a session, have you found people holding back or really not comfortable with it?
Yes, of course, yes. Because I always tell people, leave your mind at the door and come in and just bring your laugh in. But if he's still self-conscious, he doesn't want to let go, he's still thinking everybody watching him, nobody is watching you, we're all laughing together, then yes, you will find the one person odd who doesn't want to laugh, but that doesn't bother anybody. Actually, after a little while he will join in because he will feel that why not.
I felt that way to start with.
You
are in a public environment with strangers, so
yeah,
I think it would be unusual for people not to feel a little bit awkward to kick off with. But the way the class is structured is such that you are, the breathing helps you relax, and that leads you into the craziness to follow.
Well, you've certainly lifted our mood this morning.
Thank
it just
you.
Goes to show, doesn't it? You're absolutely right. That idea of it's a release just to let it out and laugh, and you just, it lifts your body.
You
just
can't laugh and be sad, actually. Emotion creates emotion. When you are doing the act of laughing, you have to become happier. You cannot, because when you're sad, all your body is closed in. But when you laugh, your body opens and you feel better immediately. Mm.
Kaiser's raised an interesting point, saying that laughter exercises are great and can benefit many people. But what about those people that are suffering serious trauma? Could it make them worse even?
Actually, it helps them. Actually, in many cases, and there are studies and surveys that it helps cure diseases. And they are using it at cancer departments at hospitals in USA especially to help those people who cannot find the laugh in their self, to initiate laughter with them, because it helps them. It helps their body to build the immune system again.
Yeah, but so the bottom line, I think, of this question is that it can't do any harm. There's no side effects. Even if you were clinically depressed in a really serious psychological state, this isn't going to give you any, this isn't going to make you worse in any way.
Not really, no. Actually, they use it for panic attacks and for to lower the anxiety level at anybody, because we need oxygen, and our exercises generate more going the flow of oxygen into your body, and that couldn't be bad for you at all.
Julia's asking if she could come to a laughter yoga session with her baby.
She can.
That would be nice.
She can. Could be nice. Yes, but actually, we do different technique with children, because children, you cannot be very structured with them, and you have to do games and dance and singing, not just clapping and breathing and laughing.
How can we find out more about what you do? If people want to get in touch with you and see the range of what you offer, Sahar, what are your details? You have a website?
Yes, my website is www.lifeinharmony.me, and there's the Facebook, My Life in Harmony. And my telephone number, if I'm allowed to give it on air, I will 050-6327-316.
Sahar, thank you so much for joining us today. Sahar Moosley, laughter yoga therapist. She's based at Duck Tack at Wednesday evenings. What time on a Wednesday
7:15
evening?
7:15 to 8:15.
Fantastic. I think we need a little bit more of this.
You're a lunatic.
Thank you so very, very much. Thank you.